All right. Okay. It's our pre-show for the 26th of December, 2022, right? Yeah. And it's going to be 2023 in a week or so. We have a great encore for you today. This is from last year. I mean, I'll get into it when we start the show, but it's Jay Sandoz and Sub Commander Gleason are checking vax cards and people's breath. Steve Bozell uses a new stage name for his comedy. I think this is where he decides to call himself Jet Del Donna, but I'm not even really sure. All right, did you have a good Christmas? Every year I ask you that question, and I don't really know what the answer is, because Christmas, as I have come to discover, is a highly personal holiday. It really is. Did you have a good Christmas? Is generally a question that people don't want to be asked. Generally. I mean, not everybody. A lot of people. I'm like, my next door neighbors where I live is a young couple, and they have a baby. And the joy coming from that home on Christmas Day was really cool. There was this goofy music. I could hear their tyke, who's just, I think, about 3 years old, giggling and laughing and, you know, calling after his father. And I could hear his dad laughing, and I could hear mom, you know, chortling something from the kitchen, and then this goofy music, and then I heard this goofy-ass sound effect that they kept on playing. And I could tell that the house was just full of lots of laughter and happiness, you know. But that isn't always the case for everybody, right? So when you say to somebody, did you have a good Christmas, just to get you to blow, just to get you to, like, just fuck off, just, yeah, sure, yeah, oh, yeah, it was really great, you know. Not that you are a bad person for asking, but... Christmas is a highly charged holiday. There's lots of memories that are associated with it, not all of them good. And like I said, it's a really personal thing, you know. And then not to mention the fact we have all these goddamn pain-in-the-ass people. Just pain-in-the-fucking-ass people. These holiday Nazis. But did you say happy holidays? No, you must say Merry Christmas. Telling you how you're supposed to think of it, what you're supposed to do. Look, people, God bless the Jesus and his thing, man. God bless him. But, you know, the winter solstice celebration was something that predates Christianity among the pagan people, if you want to call them that, among the non-Christian people. Long before there was even a monotheistic concept of the universe, there was this, you know, annual festivals that they had surrounding the harvest and so forth. This is not unique to the Christian faith, and appropriation is a different word entirely. Approbation is almost like, isn't that praise? Now I'm going to look it up. Approbation is praise. The appropriation of that holiday, just because people want to be goddamned holiday Nazis, just because they can't take the fact that somebody is celebrating it in a different way or not celebrating it at all. They're so ready to be offended by everything. If you don't say Merry Christmas and you say Happy Holidays, they're offended. If you don't acknowledge just how bitchin' they are, they're offended. This shit, people are getting sick of it, in case you haven't noticed. You know, some people may say they're getting tired of it not being called Christmas. I'm getting tired of being... You have no fucking idea just what people are getting sick of. You know, you're surprised that... some people may be very, very surprised at what really is in the popular consciousness. Not always what you think. You know, they not to make any comment either way, but they thought there was going to be a red wave in early November, right? They thought, oh, yeah, people are tired of it, man. You watch this red wave. No, there wasn't no fucking red wave. Not at all. Now, I'm just saying, you know, regardless of the politics, don't ever assume or presume. Now, what am I looking up? Approbation? Approbation. Approval or praise. I was right. No, I'm talking about appropriation. So this cultural appropriation just gets really, really just boring. So stop it. Okay? All right, now, but have a happy Christmas next year. I mean, it's not, we're already, there's a New Year's coming up. Happy New Year. There's also Easter. Do they call it anything else? Happy spring solstice? I guess that pisses some people off. Jesus Christ almighty, I'm telling you. Every day, Jesus' name is on my lips. Every day when I utter the immortal Jesus Christ. Now, today, we have a groovy thing, baby. Today, Jay Sandoz and Sub Commander Gleason are checking vax cards and people and people's breath. Steve Bozell uses a new stage name for his comedy. All right, so let's get into this. I love you. Thanks so much for joining us today, okay? On this day after. Boxing Day, man, is what they call it in jolly old England. And this is there's a lot of good football games. When I say football, I mean Premier League, you know, quote-unquote soccer, English football. Lots of good games today. I want to check them out. I don't know when my Everton team is playing, and I say my Everton team very advisedly. They are really pissing me off. I'm looking at the World Cup. Rick Carlson played for Everton. John Stones played for Everton. Romelu Lukaku played for Everton. On and fucking on and fucking on and on and on are all these world-class players that used to be on the Everton roster. All right, so having said all that, let's just say goodbye and get ready to rock and roll.